In the case of India, it is not only about images and objects online and in the media, but a set of values transmitted from mother to daughter, parent to child. Women must be modestly hidden, covered, according to these traditions, but in a deeper sense, invisible, to be considered pure. That was a personal reality that writer Meera Kamdar experienced as she reflected on the events in India over the past few weeks. She's an associate fellow at the Asia Society and author of the book Planet India, The Turbulent Rise of the Largest Democracy and the Future of Our World. Meera recently wrote about being brought up in two worlds, India and the West.
You know, my own life is a life that I had hybrid messages because I have a hybrid background. I was raised in the United States. I grew up in Los Angeles. My father was an immigrant from India. My mother was an American. And I got sort of very different messages. I got messages from my Indian family side. And when I went to India in 1967-68, I ran right against this very Indian traditional kind of context for women as vessels of purity that needed to be protected by their families and by themselves through the way that they held themselves and dressed and all the rest of it. It just struck me that the kind of covering up that I was instantly encouraged to adopt when I got there as a child turning 10, so I was really prepubescent, and the way that I saw the older, you know, postpubescent women being encouraged to dress and comport themselves, and the whole constriction on movement, on dress, on presentation, just struck me as a kind of invisibilizing of us and concealment of our presence as women that I was really made to remember by this horrific event, where it was clear that the mere, you know, being outside at 9:30 at night with a male companion was enough to make this woman sort of fair game.
So to deliver different kinds of messages or to empower women and men to act more responsibly, both men and women have to change. Are the mechanisms for change of young boys in India different from the mechanisms and means of changing the reality for women in India?
It's absolutely essential for the overall environment for women to improve in India, for the mentality of Indian men and boys to change. Now, a lot of this, you know, responsibility for this resides with their mothers. Indian boys tend to be, you know, treated like little kings, little rajas, and they are the center of the universe, and they're made to feel that the world is their oyster and that everything is there for them, for their taking. And they kind of grow up with this attitude toward everything around them, including their women.
Are you a mother?
I am a mother.
So as a mother, as basically one of the institutions that transmits these kinds of traditional messages or corrects them or morphs them in some way, what sort of actions are you taking in your own life as a mother to try to glean some lessons from these events in India?
Well, I'm a mother of both a son and a daughter. And, you know, first of all, in the way I live my own life, I try to be an example to them that I am a mother, but and I am a woman, but I also am a writer, and I also am a commentator, and I teach, I do all these other activities, and that I have an incredibly free life that I've made for myself. And that's an example to both of my children. I've encouraged them since they were young to, you know, see that both their parents, but their mother included, as a full human being. And I think that's the key.
And what confidence do you have that India will be able to make these changes much more challenging for the broader society to do what you've managed to do in your own life?
Well, I think it's going to take some time for this to all get sorted out. And I don't think we should think of this as India somehow being way behind some enlightened situation of gender equality in the West. I mean, look, Congress just rejected the Violence Against Women Act, renewing it. We have very high rates of rape and unreported rape and even some gang rape in the United States. This is a global problem, the problem of gender violence. And this particular situation in India has, because of the savagery of the attack and because of the sort of real epidemic of violence against women who are now young women coming out in greater numbers than ever to work, to seek higher education, you know, has grabbed the headlines. But I think it's really important to put it in a global context.
Meera Kamdar, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Meera Kamdar is associate fellow at the Asia Society and author of the book Planet India. This is The Takeaway. We invite you to be a part of this conversation at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Stay with us.